Hey guys, and welcome to the Bright and Fit podcast. I'm so excited to be here. I'm your host, Tatiana, money and fitness professional and everyday energizer bunny. From health, wellness, and everyday life challenges and topics, the Bright and Fit podcast will discuss interesting and fun ways to reinvent ourselves at any age. I hope you can join me. Hey everyone, this is Tatiana, your friend and host at the Bright and Fit podcast. Welcome to another episode. Today's episode is called People Pleasing, and it is inspired by the podcast Shattered Glass with Oprah Winfrey. She says, be the truest expression of yourself as human being with grace and glory. She also talks about how to say no and codependency. So what is people pleasing? According to the Cambridge Dictionary, someone who cares a lot about whether or not other people like him or like her, always wants others to approve of his or her actions. Being a single mom, being a single dad, being alone in the country, being the youngest, being the example for your family, or being the oldest may be some of the reasons why we people please. There is a study on healthline.com, and it has been revised by Dr. Timothy Legg, where it talks about how to stop people pleasing and still be nice. People pleasing might not sound bad at all. After all, what's wrong with being nice to people and trying to help them out and make them happy? But people pleasing generally goes beyond simple kindness. It involves editing or altering words and behaviors for the sake of another person's feelings or reactions, explains Erica Myers, a therapist in Oregon. You might go out of your way to do things for the people in your life based on what you assume they want or need. You give up your time and energy to get them to like you. This therapist, Meyer, says that this is how people pleasing can cause trouble. It's the urge to please others that can be damaging to ourselves and potentially to our relationships when we allow other people's wants to have more importance than our own needs. So let's recognize the signs. Still not sure if you're a people pleaser or just extremely kind to others. Listen, this resounds to me. Because you don't want to make anybody upset. We don't want to sound rude. You want to be kind. You don't want ever to make people angry at you. So let's take a look at some of the signs of being a people pleaser. You have a low opinion of yourself. People pleasers often deal with low self-esteem and draw their self-worth from the approval of others. Am I only worthy of love if I give everything to someone else? Is one common belief associated with people pleasing. You may believe people only care about you when you're useful and need their praise and appreciation in order for you to feel good about yourself. It's almost like you required the validity of other people, whether it's about a dress or about buying a pair of shoes or about dating somebody. You just really want somebody's opinion, just to make sure, right? You need others to like you. People pleasers often spend a lot of time worrying about rejection. Hey, who likes to be rejected after all, right? This worries often lead to specific actions designed to keep people happy with you so they don't reject you. You might also have a strong desire to be needed, believing that you have a better chance of receiving affection from people who need you. This is particularly true as a single mom, and being the only provider and only care for my children, you do need to feel needed. You need the need to feel needed. But that's only because it's somewhat a system, a mechanism, a defense mechanism to know that you're in control. It's hard for you to say no. You might worry that telling someone no or turning down a request for help will make them think that you just don't care about them. Agreeing to do what they want might seem like a safer option, even if you don't actually have the time or inclination to help. Many people agree to do something when they'd rather not, like helping someone move. But a pattern of this can cause problems because since it tells people their needs come before yours, some people may abuse this, ignoring your boundaries because they know you'll do what they want anyway. It's hard for you to say no. Is it hard for you to say no? Especially to your family and friends who've you known for a long time and you've always been there for them. Or your loved one. You apologize or accept fault when you aren't to blame. Are you always ready with a sorry when something goes wrong? People pleasing involves readiness to take on blame, even when what happened has nothing to do with you. Say your boss asked you to get pizza for lunch and, you know, the restaurant mixed up the order and you didn't get the two gluten-free pizzas you ordered, so three of your coworkers couldn't eat lunch. The receipt clearly states gluten-free, so it's clear the mistake happened at the restaurant, not you. Still, you apologize again and again, feeling terrible because believing your coworkers will hate you and never trust you to order lunch again is more terrifying. So, you apologize or accept fault when you aren't at blame. Do you apologize when you know it's not your fault? Because isn't it the easy way out? Just apologize and move on. After all, that's what they taught us as children. Even if it's not your fault, you apologize just out of kindness, out of education, maybe. You're quick to agree even when you don't really agree. Agreeability often seems like a surefire way to win approval. Say your coworkers presented their ideas for an upcoming project at a team meeting. Oh, what a great idea, you might say to one coworker while telling another fantastic plan. But their ideas might be completely different, and you might not agree with either. If you go along with something you don't agree with just to keep everyone happy, you're setting yourself and others up for future frustration. If both of the plans have clear flaws, you're doing everyone a disservice by not speaking up. Sometimes agreeing to disagreeing is the best way to handle it, especially when you know that there's specifics about something that you just want to share that you don't dare to share. You struggle with authenticity. People pleasers often have a harder time recognizing how they really feel. Continuing to push your own needs to the side makes it harder to acknowledge them. Eventually, you might not even feel sure about what you want or how to be true to yourself. After all, you're pleasing people all the time. You also may not be able to voice the feelings you are aware of, even when you want to speak up for yourself. For example, you might avoid telling your partner they made you feel bad, thinking something like, hey, maybe they didn't mean it. So if I say something, I'll only hurt their feelings. But this denies the key fact of the situation, that they hurt your feelings. So you are almost shortchanging yourself for the benefit of others. You are a giver. Do you like giving to others? More importantly, do you give with a goal of being liked? People pleasers tend to like giving. Myers, the therapist, explains, making sacrifices might feed your sense of self, but it can also lead to a sense of martyrdom. You might give and give, hoping people will reciprocate with the affection and love you desired. It's almost like if you behave and you give all of what others want, sacrificing your own, then in return, they'll just show affection and love that you desire and you're lacking. You don't have any free time. Simply being busy doesn't mean you're a people pleaser, but take a look at how you spend your free time. After taking care of essential responsibilities such as maybe work, chores in the house, and childcare, what's left for you? Do you have time for your own hobbies and relaxation? Maybe try to pinpoint the last time you did something for yourself, just for yourself. Do you have many moments like this? Or if you can't think of any or many, you could have some people-pleasing tendencies. Arguments and conflict upset you. People-pleasing tends to involve a fear of anger. This is pretty logical, right? Anger means I'm not happy. So if your goal is to keep people happy, anger means you failed at pleasing them. To avoid this anger, you might just rush to apologize or do whatever you think will make them happy, even when they're not angry at you. You might also fear conflict that has nothing to do with you. And if two of your friends are arguing, for example, you might try to offer advice or tips to repair the situation so they'll be friends again. Perhaps even with the secret hope they'll think positively toward you for helping them be friends again. Oprah talks about how she was raised in a modest home with a mom and a grandma who were, you know, house helpers and not very educated. And she also speaks about how during her road to becoming famous and becoming a personality on TV, she also struggled with kind of make sure that she's not people pleasing and that it is okay to speak your mind. After all, she has a lot of power, a very powerful personality. She is a very high inspiration for a lot of people. But she also explained that people pleasing for her was just being dutiful. She was just raised to serve and raised to obey, raised to not touch, and raised to not give your opinion, raised to just be a good girl and not talk back and don't talk about your feelings and don't really express who you are as a person and show your skills or express how you feel about a certain situation, because that's not what you did back in the day. She says that every single human being wants to feel seen, heard, and that they matter. And school is where she felt seen, heard, and that she really mattered. Also, she says, you can't serve everyone. You can't volunteer at every charity. And this is so true. You simply cannot make everyone happy. Not at all. And because if you do, they will keep asking you just because you keep saying yes. And you are really taking part of who you are and cutting yourself into pieces just to give one piece, almost like a puzzle. You're giving one piece of yourself so that others can be happy. How does people pleasing affect you? People-pleasing is negative, and part of having relationships with others involves taking their wants, needs, and feelings into account. These tendencies often come from a place of concern and affection, but trying to earn the regard of others usually means you neglect your own needs and feelings. In a way, you're putting on an act. You're doing what you think people want so that they like you. You might only pretend to enjoy helping, since this is a part of keeping people happy, right? This isn't exactly honest, and over time, people pleasing can hurt you and your relationships. And here's how. You feel frustrated and resentful. If you spend all of your time doing things for others, the people you help might recognize and appreciate your sacrifices, but they might not. Over time, they might take advantage of you, even if that's not their intention. They may also not realize you're making sacrifices for them. In either case, being nice with ulterior motives can eventually cause frustration and resentment. This often bubbles out as passive-aggressive behavior, which can confuse or even upset people who generally don't understand what's happening. People take advantage of you. Some people will quickly recognize and take advantage of people-pleasing tendencies, and they may not be able to name the behavior, but they do know you'll agree to whatever they ask, right? And they'll keep on asking. And you keep on saying yes because you want them to be happy and you want to keep them happy. But this can have serious consequences. You might face financial problems if people ask for monetary assistance. You could also be at higher risk for manipulation or mental or emotional abuse, which is really important to identify. If you're a parent, this behavior could have other consequences. For example, you might let your child dodge responsibilities because you just don't want to lose their affection. But this prevents them from learning valuable life skills. They might be happy now, but in the future, they'll have some hard lessons to learn. Because after all, you never taught any of the important responsibilities when they were children. So when they grow up, they're going to have to learn out there. And that to me is super terrifying, because nobody wants their family members, their children, their best friend, your sibling to be manipulated or to be used by others. So learning valuable life skills and teaching and helping others might be the right way to go. Your relationships don't satisfy you. Healthy, strong relationships are balanced and involve give and take. You do nice things for loved ones, and they do the same for you. Or that's really how it should be. You probably won't have very fulfilling relationships when people like you only because you do nice things for them. If people like you only because you do nice things for them. Affection isn't a commodity. When all you do is give to present yourself as the person you think others want you to be, you're not showing up in the relationship as yourself. It's difficult to maintain, much less feel satisfied with, relationships where you actually aren't actually present at all. You're just pretty much showing your affection through things. Now, there's a really good book that talks about the 5 love languages. It's available online. Stress and burnout. One huge impact of people-pleasing is increased stress, of course. This can easily happen when you take on more than you can handle for others. If you say yes, think about it. If you say yes to your coworkers about organizing a get-together, or you say yes to your boss to take a new project, and you have that birthday party you said yes and you were going to bring the cake, and then you also have another baby shower that you said you were going to pick up whatever, pizza, and it all falls into the same 2 weeks. Obviously, this is going to just stress you to the max, and most likely you won't give 100% to each of those activities because you just couldn't say no. You don't just lose out on time for yourself, but you also find yourself with less time for things you really need to do. To get the bare essentials taken care of, like take care of your mind, take care of your body, work out, and even go out shopping and go and take care of yourself and get a massage, you might just end up working longer hours or going without sleep, eventually facing physical consequences of worry and stress. Partners and friends become frustrated with you. Your partner might notice the way you agree with everyone and wonder why you apologize for things you didn't do. It's easy to fall into the habit of helping others at the expense of putting time and energy into a relationship. People-pleasing can also backfire when you do so much for others that you take away their agency to do things for themselves, because after all, you're always there for them and you're gonna do whatever they ask you to do. Loved ones may also get upset with you when you lie or tell a modified version of the truth in order to spare their feelings. If you are out there and you recognize any of this consequences of people pleasing, take a look at where it may come from. We people please for many reasons. There's not a single underlying cause of people pleasing tendencies. Instead, they tend to develop from a combination of factors, including the following. Past trauma. According to Myers, the therapist from Ohio, people-pleasing behaviors sometimes arise as a response to fear associated with trauma. If you experience traumas such as child or partner abuse, at one time you may not have felt safe maintaining certain boundaries. You may have learned it was safer to do what others wanted you to do and take care of what others needed first. By pleasing, you make yourself likable and therefore safe. Self-esteem issues. Messages about your identity from your early relationships with caregivers can be difficult to erase. If you learn, for example, that your value comes from what you do for others, this will probably play on repeat throughout your life unless you work to undo the message. Do you remember that phrase where say, just sit down and look pretty? It's almost like if you do what I say as a parent, then you're a good person, you're a good child, you're a good boy, or you're a good girl. Only if you obeyed. Fear of rejection. Early relationships can stick with you in other ways too. Like if your parent or caregiver offer you approval and loved based largely on your behavior, you probably realize pretty quickly it was best to keep them happy. And to avoid rejection in the form of criticism and punishment when you did something wrong, you learn to always do what they wanted. Perhaps because before they asked of you, you were already going to do it because that's what they taught you. How to overcome it? If you want to break the pattern of people pleasing, recognizing how this behavior show up in your life is a good first step. And increasing awareness around the ways you tend to people please can also help you start making changes. So let's take a look. First, show kindness when you mean it. It's perfectly fine and even a good thing to practice kindness, but kindness doesn't come from a desire to earn approval. It generally doesn't involve any motive beyond wanting to make things better for someone else. Before you offer help, consider your intentions and how the act will make you feel. Does the opportunity to help someone else bring you joy, or will you feel resentful if the act isn't returned? Like, if you show somebody kindness or if you pay for somebody's coffee in the line in front of you, the person in front of you, are you expecting for somebody else to do the same for you eventually, or you just do it out of the kindness of your heart? Or if you offer somebody a cart to be returned, do you expect somebody to see you for them to do that for you? We almost put it out there in the world so that we can get it in return. But does it bring you joy, or are you expecting the same act to be returned? Practice putting yourself first. I can't emphasize how this one is so important. People who are people pleasing always put others first. So practice putting yourself first. You need energy and emotional resources to help others. And if you don't take care of yourself, you won't be capable of doing anything for anyone else. Putting your own needs first isn't selfish, it's healthy. It's okay to be a giving, caring person. But it's also important, however, to honor and tend to our own needs. Keep in mind that needs can involve things like offering your opinion in a work meeting, getting comfortable with your emotions and feelings, and asking for what you need in your relationship. It shouldn't be difficult to express your relationships, your emotions in a relationship, and your feelings if you're comfortable. Learn to set boundaries. This is also very, very important, guys. According to Myers, a therapist, developing healthy boundaries is an important step in overcoming people-pleasing behaviors. So the next time someone asks you for help or you're tempted to intervene, consider, how do you feel about the action? Like, is this something you want to do, or are you just dreading it? Whether you have time to see to your own needs first, will you have to sacrifice limited free time or skip out on a necessary short? How helping will make you feel? Like, will it make you feel happy or resentful? Just ask yourself those questions. Now, wait until you're asked for help. No matter what the problem is, you're always ready with a solution. You volunteer for housekeeping tasks at work and jump in with suggestions when a friend mentions any kind of problem, right? That's me raising my hand. Next time, challenge yourself to wait until someone explicitly asks for your help. If your partner goes off on a rant about how awful their boss is, for example, show how much you care by listening instead of listing off tips to deal with the situation. Guilty. They may want empathy and validation more than anything else. Sometimes the best gift you can give to others is just listen to them. And we can all learn from that. And also, you may want to talk to a therapist. I truly believe that assistance in therapy is really important. And it's not because you're crazy or you can't just manage your own life, but sometimes you do need the professional advice of somebody. You're not alone, and you may not have those friends or family that will always tell you what you want to hear or need to hear that will particularly help you. But it's not bad to talk to a therapist. It's not always easy to break long-standing patterns by yourself, especially ones that form in your childhood or as a result of trauma. A therapist can help you explore what's behind your need to keep people happy, even if there doesn't seem to be a clear cause. Like, they can offer guidance on coping strategies to help you address specific ways you tend to people please. Now, I want to share a few tips on the Oprah interview on this podcast that inspired my podcast. And she recommended the book, The Seat of the Soul by Gary Cusack. And she says three important things and some tips. You can serve everyone. You can volunteer at every charity. People are going to continue taking advantage of you because when they keep asking you keep saying yes. And also, you teach people how to treat you. She lists some tips for people pleasing and how to just say no in codependency. Number one, learn to do things once you understand the intention. Like we were talking before, is it going to bring you energy? Is it going to bring you joy? Is it going to make you feel like you changed somebody's life for the better? Or are you just doing it because they expect you to do it and you don't want to upset them? Ask yourself, why do I want to do that? Why do I want to attend that event? Why do I want to attend that birthday or that baby shower or that meeting? Or why do I want to do that favor for my friend who couldn't take care of his dog or her dog? Or just ask yourself what kind of energy it's going to bring. Do things that bring energy to you. Do things that spark interest to you. Do things that spark the desires in your heart so that you can authentically be present in doing them and not put an act. And don't do things because you want the affirmations and reassurance of others. Know yourself and your wants and needs so you don't live off of other people's opinions. And prioritize stillness and allow it to help you make decisions, especially hard and important decisions. Bottom line, guys, people pleasing is exhausting. Trying to keep everyone happy is exhausting. Be true to yourself. Put yourself first. It's not bad to put yourself first. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you guys like and share. Also, if you have any topic ideas or questions, you can send me an email to brideandfit1@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram as @brideandfit1 and on Facebook as Bride and Fit by Tatiana. Sending everyone lots of love and lots of energy, and talk to you next time.